I know it's tough, but how does it feel being section runners-up to a pretty good Roseau team? You have to be pretty happy with the season.
Yeah, we've been getting better every year, and this was kind of the turning point for us. And next year, I'm very excited to watch what the girls can do.
Just guide us through maybe the postseason here. Being a senior, getting to play four games in the postseason, something the Pirates haven't done since 2013. So it's been a while, and it had to be fun.
I couldn't think of any better way. I mean, besides going to state to like end my senior career, but this was a ton of fun, and the girls, they were a super fun group, and we all got super close, and I'm planning on coming back and watching them as much as I can next year.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you, cheering them on, but the crowd, what was it like when you came out the first time for warm-ups and the crowd went wild?
Oh my gosh, the feeling is just indescribable. We've had like decent crowds at our games this year, but when we got our playoff run going, everyone supported us. At the school, everyone was talking about it all the time. McKenna DeLage, she had wrote on the doors going into the school, like, good luck and all our names and stuff. So that was really nice of her to do that.
And just really a neat time to be going through this and to be a senior, to really re-energize the girls' basketball program and have gone through the 4 years. I think 4 years ago it was 4-23, then 7-20 was the record. Now you have 18 wins and you're in the section championship. How rewarding is that to leave the program on such a good note?
It just makes me feel like I accomplished something. I helped them get better, not only get myself better, but I helped the team get better. So for seasons to come, they will hopefully have even a better season next year.
Just overall thoughts on your senior year, because you don't have a spring sport, right?
No.
So this is your last event as a Pirate.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be managing boys tennis, but that's just managing, I guess.
And hopefully they'll go to.
Hopefully. Yeah,
so they should have a good year. But how does it feel to have such, I mean, just to end on such a good note and just be a part of something special?
This is definitely something I will remember for years to come. When I have kids, I'll be telling them this story about how when I was a senior, I got to play in the section championship. It might not be a state championship, but this is definitely. It's just we're building our way up to get to the state championship.
And you'll probably watch TV, watch a women's basketball game on TV and say, I played against one of those girls probably in college when they're playing one of the Borovitches. But just overall, can you sum it up into a sentence on the season?
This has been the most fun and honestly the best season of sports that I've had.
Well, it's been so much fun watching you girls, and you could tell that you guys just got along. You cared for each other and really enjoyed the ride, and couldn't happen to better kids. And we know you're going to do well in the future, but we congratulate you on a great Pirate career.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's Kylie Solheim, and we thank her. Thank you. And one of the many great kids here at the Crookston High School, and a very easy team to cheer for. They worked hard, and we're going to have Rachel Hefta. She'll be making her way over here as well. But Kylie Solheim, she ends the night with 9 points. She had quite the run here in the postseason, as you would want your seniors to do. She had 8 points in the win over East Grand Forks, one of the leading scorers. And then against Dilworth Glendon Felton in the second round, she had 15 points and led the Pirates in that game. And then in the first round game, she had 17 points and led the Pirates. So she really finished her career strong, and exciting to watch her. And now Rachel Hefta, the second senior on the Pirate girls basketball team, making her way over. And we'll now talk with Rachel. And Rachel, I know it's always tough with a loss. We saw tears, but then when you got to raise the second place trophy, we saw smiles from you and Kylie. Mm-hmm. And how special was being able to do that? How special was it?
I think that was the most special thing that I've done in a long time, just because when Zimmerman first came and we were ninth graders, we weren't the best team, let's say that the least. But As he got integrated into our program and as we started like learning our offenses and defenses, it definitely turned from a team into a family and from a family into such camaraderie that we know what we're going to do on the court. So
it's fun watching how you girls in practice or away from practice in the games, but even on the court, you can tell you guys genuinely get along, don't you?
Oh, yeah. No, nobody on this team, I don't think, ever really thought that we would be so close, but we're so close, and it shows everywhere that you go. We all know each other super well, and we're all pretty much family. We don't hold anything back from each other, really.
No matter what grade you are, who you are, you're all Pirates.
Yeah, no kidding.
How this game, you got off to a good start. You led by four mm-hmm. early on, and things were going pretty well, and mm-hmm. you had to be pretty excited at that point.
At that point, I was very excited. I was ready for us to keep going, but I think a couple of turnovers, and we got a little crazy for a while there. So I think that kind of hurt us, but it was pretty fun.
And it's tough not to get a little fast and have some mm-hmm. turnovers against a team like Rosa, isn't it?
A little. It's really hard because they're good trapping, and they're really good on defense. So it's just – it was a good effort by us, of course, but it didn't pan out for us for this year, but next year they'll get it, I bet you.
Well, and the stats, you shot over 50% in the game as a team. Mm-hmm. Shot the three well and, played good defense, played good offense. Mm-hmm. You just ran into a very good team.
We really did, and they're ranked in the state for a reason. You know, they're a really good team, and we might have underestimated that a little bit after a while. We started going on that run, and we started going really well, and we were thinking, oh, we've got this in the bag. Like, they're going to give up a little bit, because that's what we've faced for the past couple of games. Like, as soon as we started getting ahead, they started holding back. But this team is super hard. They are dedicated. You can just see it when they're running, you know?
And how nice is it to know that you played well in your last game? Mm-hmm. You gave it everything you could. You had this run of making it to the section championship, but just to know you left it all out there.
It was so great. I mean, I couldn't have asked for a better team to do it with either. Like, just this entire section tournament has been so much fun, and it's been like a dream come true, especially for that little eighth grade self of mine, just thinking about it and always thinking for the best, you know. And it was a great way to go out.
Well, it was a great way. And the crowd, when you came out and you had the cheer, it had to send goosebumps all over.
No, there was such a great crowd tonight. I can't be more thankful for that, because without them, we wouldn't have even gotten this far. Like, when they showed up to that Park Rapids game, oh man, we knew we had something going for us, because that was such a big section, and Park Rapids didn't really have anybody, but our students have been there for us now, and it's so amazing.
And just to have the crowd, the community support, everybody just cheering for you, the school, just everybody just excited. Today was like the last day of school. I mean, the kids were so excited. It's like everybody had sugar all day. And, how neat was that just to be, I guess you guys are rock stars.
Yeah, to be a part of that was amazing. And all day long, I'd go just one place and everyone would be like, hey, you got a good game tonight. Come on, let's go. We got to go to state. Like, anywhere you go in town, we're such a great community that everyone knows each other, and like everyone can supports each other. It's a great time.
Can you sum it up? I asked Kylie this. Can you sum it up into a sentence or two on just the experience of this year?
It's been a wild ride, but it's been a fun one.
It has been. Rachel, congratulations on a great career and a great season. And we wish you best of luck in the spring. What do you do in the spring?
I'm playing track, I believe, and
high jump.
Mostly 400s and 200s, maybe long jump. That's if I can convince people to let me, you know.
A certain somebody?
A certain somebody
that's in charge. Uh-huh. We look forward to watching you on the track. But, again, thanks for all the excitement that you and the team provided us. And a great job and job all done.
Thank you.
That is Rachel Hefta, another senior on the Pirate Girls basketball team. Thank you. Yep. And as you can tell, two very well-spoken young ladies, two great kids, and that's going to be the hard part for next year, is missing those two great kids. But they have a lot of great kids coming back, and it will be fun to see how they do. And like both of them said, they look forward to seeing what the teams in the future can do as well, and they'll be cheering for them in the front row next year at tournament time.